Hey, welcome to Coffee and Devotions this Monday. This is where every weekday morning and on the weekends, you and I, we get together. We get into God's Word and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we will make it through all of the wisdom literature. Well, this morning we were at one of my favorite psalms, Psalm 2. This is Jesus the King. And if at any time we need to remember who our Lord is, it's now. So why don't we go ahead and have some coffee, we'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your word. We pray now that as we read it, that you would apply these things to our hearts, that we might trust in you, and that we might rejoice in our great King. In his name we pray. Amen. All right, here we go. Psalm 2. Let's go ahead and pull up the screen here. Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Now, therefore, be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are those who put their trust in him.'" Well, what a wonderful passage we have for us. Before we keep going, why don't you go ahead and hit that like button, let Facebook, YouTube beat the algorithm, let them know that more people should watch this and that you would like to see it more often. So, what is this about? This is about Jesus Christ being the King of the nations. It is Jesus Christ who sits upon the throne. It is Jesus who sits as Zion's only King and head. It is Jesus who has been given the crown as the anointed one of God, the Messiah, the one who would rule the nations with his iron scepter, his scepter of righteousness and his crown of justice. It is God who promised the nations to Jesus Christ, and many theologians believe that chapter 1 and chapter 2 are basically dovetails, one beginning this passage of the righteous one, and the second one showing us that it is a righteous king who God has given the nations to. It is indeed the gospel of Jesus Christ that goes forth into all the nations. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ while you're listening today. It is Jesus Christ who is the one who sits enthroned with all power. He is the only begotten of the Father. He is the unique one, the monogenes, the one who alone has his Father's full pleasure. This is the wonderful thing here that, see, we live in a tumultuous time. This is going to be a little bit more sermonizing than normal. I hope you'll be okay with that. But we live in a time and age in which people are talking about the 25th Amendment and impeaching our president and all sorts of stuff. And I don't want to get into the political stuff with you. I just want you to know that Jesus tells us that we are to submit to our rulers and that we're to pray for them. But it's interesting that in the Lord's Prayer, he has us fixed on one kingdom. Who are we to be consumed with, and what is our heart's desire to be? That God's kingdom would come here upon the earth as it is in heaven, that God's dominion would go throughout all the lands, that all the Gentiles, all the nations would come and bow the knee to Jesus Christ. It is Jesus Christ who sits with a royal diadem upon his brow. It is Jesus Christ who is firmly fixed upon his throne and will never be moved. It is Jesus Christ who is our King. I beg you, right, as you are wrestling with the current events going on in our world, and they are real and they are serious, and we should talk about those, and I'm more than willing in a private message to kind of work through that with you. But the reality is that we have a King, Jesus Christ, who sits upon his throne now, and he has ascended up into heaven and is greater and higher than any principality, any king, any president, any prime minister, anyone. It is Jesus Christ who is the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. This is the name written upon his thigh, and he is the one who will come to judge the nations. It is Jesus Christ whom we want our rulers to follow. Do we not want our rulers to love righteousness? Do you want our rulers to love justice, to have mercy, to care for the widow and for the oppressed? Then you want them to come to Jesus Christ. Then you want them to follow after the pattern of the true righteous King of the universe. Why don't we go ahead and pray for his kingdom now? Lord, we thank you so much for Jesus Christ. We thank you that there is no end to the expanse of his kingdom, that even now he is the king who reigns. Lord, we pray that the kings of our lands, the rulers and the principalities of our age would bow the knee to Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that your gospel would go out and that your Holy Spirit would convert our leaders, that the rulers of Caesar's household and the rulers of the White House would come to Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you would do a mighty work in the U.S., in Canada, in Mexico, in Guatemala, in Cuba. Lord, we pray that your will would be done, that your kingdom would grow and expand in Iran, in Iraq, in China, in Vietnam, in South Sudan, in South Africa. Lord, we pray that you would let your crown rights be known. We pray that we would be ambassadors of our King Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Oh, I pray that you go forth today with peace in your heart, knowing that you serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon RP Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.